Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Steelers-Eagles this weekend. The Steagles back on October 24th, 1943, I think it was, got totally blitzed by the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds. Just got crushed.
The Polo Grounds.
Polo Grounds they played. 43,000 people on hand to watch that one.
That's a lot.
Highest attended game of the season. Can I just run through some of the places they played these Steagles?
Yes.
Shibe Park, they played a lot. They beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 17-0. They beat the New York Giants at home at Shibe Park.
Wait, there's a Brooklyn Dodgers football team?
28-14. So it says.
Huh. Yeah.
Kicked the hell out of the Chicago Cardinals 34-13 in front of 16,000 at Forbes Field. Lost to the Brooklyn Dodgers later on in the year at Ebbets Field. My God! Then they took on the Washington football team.
My God.
Griffith Stadium in front of 35K, 27-14, November 28th. Let's put together our own Steagles team. It's a way where we can compare these rosters, right? Who's better where? Who's got the advantage where? Steagles 2024 edition.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nicholas Harry Callis. Shall we start with the QB?
Yes.
Yes.
And what do we do here? Majority rules? So two out of three. I don't feel like my vote should be as well regarded as yours. Because I'm me.
No. Two or three.
I bet you there were guys my size on that team back then. Like 5'9".
Yeah, they were much more athletic.
Buck 60. I don't know, man.
You think they were mouthpieces?
All right, let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I'm taking Russ.
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 Why?
Because
he's playing better right now, too.
He's won a Super Bowl, and he's gotten to another one, and he knows how to do it.
We're just taking the top guy at every position, right? Like, I don't need two wide receivers. That makes it pretty easy, doesn't it? Like, A.J. Brown and George Pickens. Like
it does. Let's just go one.
Yeah. Running back.
Saquon.
Is Saquon the best overall player in the game?
Yes.
Yes.
You take him over Cam Hayward, you take him over TJ Watt?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just that quick?
Yeah, he could honestly get the MVP this year.
He changes the game more. He changes the game and touches the ball more, and he's multidimensional. Like, he can catch it. He can run it. He's...
Yeah. What are the chances of slowing that guy down on Sunday? Can you?
Yeah, I mean, he's gone for over 100 yards. I mean, I don't even want to bring up his stat line unless... It's insane.
Honestly, if they could slow down Derrick Henry, I think they have a chance to slow down.
This guy's different.
Yeah, they're different guys, but like, I mean, they have a chance. They'll have a plan together. If they execute the plan, they could slow him down. I'm not saying that they could stop him from getting 100 yards, but they could slow him down.
The funkiest running games they've played this year are the Ravens and Washington. And both teams came into their respective games against the Steelers really running the ball well. And I don't think the Steelers shut either down, but they held both well below their averages. I think if you do that, obviously you got a shot in this one. Wide receiver. Let's pretend, for the sake of argument, that you have George Pickens.
AJ Brown.
Who's a bigger jackass?
I'm not going to use that word, but AJ Brown doesn't get flagged repeatedly.
Who's a bigger distraction? I think it's AJ. When you got Brandon Graham coming out saying these guys don't like each other and they used to be friends, there's something weird going on there. Big weird.
Yeah, but it's not like he's the distraction. That was from somebody else's mouth.
Yeah,
probably
but because
he should have said something. If he didn't say anything, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Correct. So, but within those four walls.
I don't know if his teammates think he's a distraction. They probably think he's a receiver that wants the football.
You know how many yards Barkley's averaging per carry this year? 6.1.
How good's their line?
Good.
Tight end.
Pat.
Well, Goddard's on IR.
Yep.
But say Goddard.
I think Goddard's better.
Wow. No, I think you're right.
You're going Goddard too?
No. Pat Freiermuth's our friend, and he's coming to Christmas karaoke next Wednesday.
There's nothing about... This is not about friends or... I mean...
Better backup quarterback. Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett.
Why are we doing that?
Well, because we've made it about friends, that's all.
We didn't make it about friends. You made it about friends.
Right. Offensive line. Jordan Mailata at left tackle. Or the pleasant surprise of all pleasant surprises this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dan Moore Jr.
Mailata.
How about left guard Landon Dickerson? Any relation?
Yes, cousins.
Really?
No.
Takes a lot of chutzpah to wear number 69, by the way.
He's a really good player.
Dickerson.
Over Samalu.
Yeah.
Center, Cam Jurgens, or my guy, Zach Frazier.
Jurgens.
Are they going to clean sweep the...
Yes.
Okay. So we move on then. How about defensively? This is tough. What are we playing here? We playing 3-4?
Now, that kind of changes things for the Eagles because they're a 4-3 team. But let's just go.
Jordan Davis, man, is their talent up front is absurd. Is absurd.
It's off the charts.
This is tough. Man.
All right, what do we do? What about we do it this way? We're doing this on the fly. We're having fun on a Thursday. Pat Bostic Thursday. Who's defensive front's better? Steelers or Eagles?
Eagles.
Whoa!
Man, this is Eagles.
I don't like this.
You realize the biggest matchup problem in this game is that interior three against those two?
Okay, there's no question about that because we've already talked about the quality of the Eagles' offensive line.
I would take, and this is all due respect, I'd take both D tackles for Philadelphia over Cam Hayward.
No, not right now.
I would.
To build, maybe. Cam Hayward's having an arguably defensive player of the year season. 8.5 sacks, all these passes defensed, Hall of Fame caliber player.
You realize
player.
How good those two guys are?
I know, they're really good. But I'm not coming off of Cam Hayward here, and I'm going to tell him what you
Cam
said.
Cam Hayward's not a D tackle. He's an end.
Though we're comparing front sevens here.
The Eagles, I mean, on the edges, Pittsburgh's better. Inside, I don't think it's remotely close.
Front seven overall.
Philadelphia.
You got Patrick Queen. You got Alandon Roberts. This is a big Alandon Roberts game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am going Steelers front seven. But my vote matters not because I've lost out 2-1.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm looking at it. The only one I'm taking right now is Minkah Fitzpatrick on the defense compared to the Eagles. And that's close.
TJ Watt. I mean,
yeah, TJ.
Well, TJ, yeah. TJ's the best defensive right. player in this game.
Is he playing better than Cam Hayward?
That's kind of hard to say because he doesn't get sacked.
I would say Cam Hayward's playing incredibly well because of TJ Watt,
yeah.
too.
That's one of the things about TJ that needs to be discussed at a national level. Alex Highsmith gets to eat because all the attention that's getting paid on that guy. And yeah, I guess to an extent for sure, Cam Hayward, no doubt about it. So the Eagles are just far and away better.
Not necessarily. It's sometimes the sum of the parts is different than the parts themselves.
Mike Tomlin or Sirianni.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Hands down.
Arthur Smith or
the lefty from Boise State whose name just escaped me. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
I'd probably go Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith's having a hell of a year.
They're both different and they're both good fits for the group they have. So I think they're different, but I think Arthur Smith's doing a better job this year. He's doing a better job with his quarterback, I can tell you that much.
Texter, Landon Dickerson is white, Crowley. What? Totally shocking information. I'll tell you, the Steelers have a massive kicking advantage. Seriously. And Boston, this is your cup of tea right here, kicker talk.
Yep.
Chris Boswell has made 11 field goals from 50 or more yards. The only time that has happened in NFL history is this year. Fairburn's got 13 or whoever the hell has 13. It's never happened. 11 from 50. Do you know what the Eagles kicker's done from 50 plus?
It's been perfect.
0-5.
Oh, the Eagles, excuse me. Yeah. I thought you meant.
Perfectly bad. All right, so there's our Steagles team.
Huh.
All right. Well, there's a question then that forms off of this. Because we were talking about tiers earlier and what can really be achieved in a game that obviously isn't meaningless in the standing. I've seen people kind of throw that out there. No, a win's a win. The first tiebreaker, by the way, is wins. So if you want to get the number 2 seed in the AFC, you want to get the number 1 seed in the AFC, or you want to win the division, like you can lose to Baltimore. It's not great if you win this game. But what else is to be gained then from this game? And we'll use our Steagles team as a jumping off point. We'll talk about it coming up next. 412-928-9370. That was fun. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us in about 12 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Pat Bostic, kind enough to join us until the end of the show. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Will Bill Belichick have success? Will he win an ACC championship in his tenure at North Carolina? Someone texts in, that camera is uncomfortable. Oh, boy.
On what?
Uncomfortably close to Pat.
It is. Look at this.
I know.
Compared to the other cameras.
And then you're doing your research during the break, and you're just...
Yeah, you're just seeing my receding hairline. It's perfect. I guess I could back up here. Is this better? You like these shoes?
Those are sweet.
Are those pitch shoes?
Yeah, I purchased them. They benefit the collective.
Oh, very good.
412.
Sweet. Pat, but you don't have to benefit the collective, buddy.
Yeah, I do.
You don't have to give. You give everything.
I gotta do my part.
Do your part.
Is this better?
Leaning back, I can barely see Pat now on the camera on our wonderful YouTube stream here. All right, so we made our Steagles team, and it's instructional. So where are the Eagles better than the Steelers? Where are the Steelers better than the Eagles? We took Russell Wilson. So quarterback can be the ultimate eraser, the ultimate equalizer. We also took Mike Tomlin over Nick Sirianni, and a coaching difference can make all the difference. So it's not like, even though we determined that the Eagles have the more talented roster, that the Steelers can't go in there and win the game. But because the tail of the tape indicated that the Eagles do have more talent, Steelers go in there and win without George Pickens. Are we singing Super Bowl songs around here? Like, can this win, if they were to get it, does it change your expectations and heighten them even more? I think most people around here think they can win a playoff game, and the expectation is they probably should win more than one. Where does it go if they win this game?
Mine go to almost that level. Like, I could see a clearer picture of them actually winning games whenever it's needed in the playoffs to get to a Super Bowl, for sure. You're going to beat a good team that's very hot right now, that could beat you in multiple ways, that has a potential MVP on their offense. Like, if you go in there and you beat them, and you do it maybe a different way because you're probably going to have to than you did against Baltimore, which is kicking field goals. They're going to score, so you're going to have to keep up in my mind. You're going to have to keep up with them, so you're going to have to do it a different way. And if you could do it a different way without your top offensive weapon, with everything I just laid out, yeah, I could see a clear picture for them to possibly win whenever it's needed to get to a Super Bowl.
I mean, I would agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I can remember talking before the season about this stretch of games telling us a lot about the Steelers. And what would these other teams be ratcheting back at this point? If you look at, you know, Detroit plays Buffalo this weekend. Huge game. Huge game for both teams. This is a similar type of game, because Philly can't afford to lose it, because they're a game back in home field advantage right now to Detroit in the NFC. Buffalo can't lose to Detroit. They're two games back of the Chiefs. The Steelers are right there too. Can you imagine if they, like you say, you punt on these games. If they win all three of these games, that would put Kansas City at two losses, maybe more, and head-to-head. You could have home field in Pittsburgh. No one's talking about that. No one thinks it's going to happen. It could happen. So, yeah, I mean, you win this game, it makes Baltimore more important. It makes Kansas City more important. And then, obviously, you got Cincinnati. I mean, you could theoretically be in a position to have home field advantage in the playoffs. That is not out of the question.
How important is that? How important is it even to get the 2 seed to not play Buffalo in Buffalo?
Huge.
Yeah.
Seeding right now. Like, we're not talking about winning a playoff game. We're talking about seeding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the question. You go back to the Cleveland games and, you know, all those things, like, you start to say, you know, what is your eye on? And the Steelers always say it's about winning a Super Bowl. Everyone else is saying win a playoff game because they haven't. Well, they're positioned right now to do more than that. I'd have more on my mind. And that on my mind, that vision would put more importance on each of these games, because of where it positions you in the playoffs and the advantage it gives you to get to the Super Bowl. And if you go win this game, yeah, it tells you personally as a football team that, hey, you can beat one of the best teams in the NFL on the road. But it also is equally important from a playoff standpoint and seeding standpoint. So do you want to go to Kansas City or would you rather play at home?
I would rather play at home, Pat.
So, you know, I think that's because of where this team's been over the last decade. I think people are putting a ceiling on their view of the future. It's a tough road to hoe, but there's a first round bye and home field advantage down the road if you want to go get it.
Forget the seeding element for a second. Does going in hot matter?
In the playoffs?
Yeah. I'd rather depends be healthy than hot, well, I think.
It depends on if you get that bye, right?
Well, let's put that to the side.
Okay.
Like, do you have to win three of these four games? Like, you don't want to limp in at 2-2 or 1-3 or something like that, right? Or does it not affect anything?
I don't think you have to win all these games, but you definitely have to beat Cincinnati significantly. Like, well, not significantly, but confidently to go into the playoffs and feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
You definitely have to win that game, but you want to win confidently. If you do that, then you could create that momentum heading into the playoffs. And that's real. We see it all the time. We saw it in, 2005, what happened. And I know they got some luck, but they created that momentum at the end of the season 2005 to win that Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
Like, well, healthy. I wouldn't be worried about health at this point. I mean, that is what it is. You lose two of these games. You lose three. Baltimore's right back into the winning division.
Absolutely.
Because their road is easy.
Yes, it is.
So this is why I'm going all chips in, trying to win all these games, because the reward outweighs the risk, in my opinion. And not getting the reward or giving yourself every opportunity to get the reward almost assures you of going into the last week worrying about a division championship. There's no world. I can't see a world right now where it would merit not playing everybody each game of the remainder of the schedule. Like, I don't see a world, unless someone just tanks it. Baltimore tanks, loses to Cleveland, loses to Houston, loses to the Giants. I think the Steelers are either playing for a division championship or something in terms of the AFC seeding that last week.
Texter, based on this morning, if I was Crowley, I'd sue my English as a second language teacher. Jim from Vermont texting from Phoenix.
What's that mean?
It means I have fumbled over my words today.
You'd
sue your English teacher?
Your English as a second language teacher.
Yeah, I didn't read that part until I read that part. Maybe I need to sue my reading teacher.
Yeah, maybe he should check his.
No one cares where you're from, Jim.
Maybe he should check his. And English teacher would make sense. ESL makes no sense because if your ESL teacher, I mean, come on.
Only D I got in high school, Spanish. Could not conjugate verbs. Had a lot of problems with it. Ton of problems.
Took 3 years of Spanish.
Did you do good?
Yeah.
Well, did you do well?
I did well enough that I didn't have to take it in college.
I did take it
The thing
it in college.
About it is, and I want to say this very clearly, you are a thespian.
That's right.
Thespian.
You are a...
I'm a theater guy.
You're a theater guy. I think your verbiage, I think your language is excellent.
Thank you, Pat. We'll end the segment there, and we'll talk to another genius, Jeff Hathorn, when we come back, our sports director. All right, we are joined now by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning to you today. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Jeff, what's with all these soft tissue injuries? George Pickens, hamstring in practice. I see Deshaun Elliott came up with a hamstring yesterday. I don't know the severity of that. I don't know that you can speak to the severity of that. But are you seeing more of these soft tissue injuries from the Steelers this year? It seems like kind of a theme.
They're just soft. I mean, they just need to step it up. They're soft. They were pushing a sled, actually. Actually, Elliott's happened in the game.
Okay.
On Sunday, so they're resting his. And Pickens happened after practice. We don't know exactly how. Obviously, George did not practice yesterday. But, you know, when you go across the league, especially look at all the injuries, say, Detroit is dealing with, I just think it's been a violent game. I don't know that there's anything I would look at and say, wow, they're not doing this. You know, there's just been a couple of players that have been dealing with injuries. And, you know, when you're in your 30s, like an Ogunjobi, like he's dealt with a couple of injuries. And sometimes with guys, it's just, you know, the roll of the dice.
Jeff, instead of Russ or outside of Russ, who has to step up on the offense to have a, and have a big game on Sunday in order for the Steelers to win this football game?
Well, I mean, obviously, look at the receiver group. You look at a Freiermuth. I'm going to look at somebody like Jaylen Warren. How about a splash, a couple of splash plays from Jaylen Warren? We saw a nice run after a catch on a short little dump screen where he gained about 15, 20 yards. If they could get him going, and maybe instead of looking at Mike Williams for splash, maybe Jaylen gives you a couple of splash plays. And then as that gets rolling, you could wear Philly down and be able to control the football with Najee. But I mean, Jaylen yesterday, you know, it's cold yesterday, and he's out there in shorts and a T-shirt, and, like, he's ready to go. Like, stuff doesn't bother him. So bring it on, Philly. You ain't going to bother Jaylen Warren.
Jeff, two-part question. What's the level of concern in that building about handling this Philly front?
I mean, they have – Mike Tomlin talks about complementary football. I mean, Philly's about as complementary a team as you can get. I mean, they are stacked everywhere. Obviously, that front, I mean, it's high pedigree, high draft. Yeah, there is concern. The offensive line obviously is going to have as big a challenge as they've had all year. And, you know, they're going to – I think what you're going to have to see in this game, what you saw from Bryce Young a little bit in that tape from the Carolina game, he got the ball out quick. I think you're going to have to see with Russ, like, some quick decisions, quick hitters. Maybe screens where you can get the defense going in one direction. That's the type of game. If you think you could sit back in the pocket against this Eagles defense, that's probably a mistake.
Jeff, what's more appealing to you, Rich Rod to West Virginia or Bill Belichick to North Carolina?
Why is Carolina not on the schedule, damn it?
I know.
Right?
I mean, I'm more shocked – actually by Bill. Like, I just didn't, with all that's going on in today's game, I just didn't see. And I know he's hired Lombardi as a GM, and he's going to probably have some layers between him and NIL and that stuff. But I mean, listen, Rich Rod should have never left. He got greedy, you know, chasing that money at Michigan or reputation, whatever it was he was chasing. I mean, he was a West Virginia guy that was doing great things at West Virginia. I think that's a good hire for the Mountaineers. And here's the thing, in today's age, as we all know, unlike, say, at Michigan or at Arizona, where he had to work his way through recruiting cycles to find the players he wants, you don't have to do that anymore. If you want to, you could go out and almost bring in a whole new team. So I think that's a good hire for West Virginia.
Jeff, who fires the first barb, Narduzzi or Rich Rod?
Ooh, Pat. Pat. It's going to be some kind of 13-9-25 reference.
Yep.
like they were making on the PM team yesterday. It'll be something along those lines. Who knows? Pat's talking in the bowl Zoom today. Maybe stay tuned.
They were doing that on the PM team yesterday, Jeff?
Yes.
They're dead to me.
They're dead to me.
You guys didn't even do that to me today. I got Pat freaking Bostic sitting here. He didn't even do that to me, Jeff.
We were very nice to you.
Very nice
to you.
It was cordial today.
It was.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Adam?
Yes, I've come around. Actually, I wasn't going to say this on the air, but I have the contract information. I just got texted to me by someone in the know. 5 years, only $2.5 million a year. So $1.5 million pay cut from Neil Brown and $25 million in donations. So...
it seems like a smart contract.
Seems like money's good. All right, Jeff, thank you for your time, buddy. We will talk to you next week. And I hear that you might be caravanning to Philadelphia with Mark Cabali. Why did you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Are you driving?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I saw Mark last night at Cool Springs. Our kids were both at basketball practice. He told me you guys were going to be carpooling. So,
yes.
Speaking of soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, I'm hoping the snoring will keep me awake.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, boys.
Check out everything Jeff has going on 93.7thefan.com. Social media Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Something big happening in the city of Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that next. Oh, my God, breaking news. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our good buddy, Tony Bacilli from the Washington Wild Things, was just in here dropping off nice gifts. We love Tony. We love the Wild Things. And he says the Irish national team is coming in, and they want to play. And they need a team to play against. This is in the summer.
Yep.
And Tony said that Nicholas Harry-Callis can play on the team that plays against the Irish national team.
That's pretty unbelievable.
We're going.
Oh, yeah.
And we're drinking 8 million Guinness.
Yes.
And we're heckling the hell out of Callis.
Yes.
I've never been more excited for anything in my life. And I mean that. That's not an exaggeration this time.
We saw it. We saw it on your face.
I mean, I'm excited.
You're going to drink Guinness?
It's my favorite beer.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hmm. Not even close. Wow. Far and away, my number one beer. Hmm. Yeah. Heckle Callis.
Yes.
Drink a couple beers.
Yes.
So thanks to Tony. Also, he said that they have a taco and tequila festival coming up in the summertime, and Lil Jon, among others, will be there.
P. Pablo.
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall.
Mm-hmm. Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Look.
Do you know what happened to me there? Lil Jon was the only name I knew, so I couldn't throw the other ones out there.
I knew exactly what happened.
Okay! That was my Lil Jon.
There you go. Pretty good.
Pitt volleyball today, 3:30. Pete. Yes?
Yes, sir.
Oregon? Sweet 16?
Yeah, big one. Big one.
3:30. That's... I don't...
It doesn't make sense. I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody's allowed out of class, though. Coach Dan Fisher sent out a memo.
Oh, I like that.
And said, can you please excuse all the students so they could come and watch the ladies play?
I've been watching the games, the matches, and the place is bumping. ESPN's got this cool whip-around coverage they do.
They do.
It's like red zone for volleyball.
Pretty cool.
I didn't know I needed that in my life, and then I realized I absolutely do. It's awesome. Super cool. So you're going.
Oh, I'll be there. Absolutely.
Are you courtside?
I'll be roaming.
You're going to be roaming?
Roaming.
I'll be roaming.
Doran? Do you need me to watch the kids today?
Yes. I need to go to this game. It's just an unbelievable environment. And just to see how dominant they are and how close they are as a team, it's unbelievable. And I'm so happy they're in this position and have this opportunity, because you could just feel it. It was brewing for the last couple of years that, you know, this year could be the year. So hopefully they take care of business and hail to Pitt.
Fisher's a great guy. Great. He's super cool.
Great coach.
Yeah.
Fisher Investments was just on TV. It's unbelievable.
Great free advertisement, Pat. I mean, you had never done radio before. What are you doing?
That's just, I thought it was ironic.
It is ironic, yeah. Texter to end on football. Crowley, hear Cole Holcomb is going to be activated soon. Yeah, I hear the same thing. They're thrilled with his progress.
Mm-hmm.
A deep linebacker core gets deeper with Cole Holcomb.
Yes.
He was good last year.
Yes, very good.
Big Alandon Roberts game.
A huge game. You got to stop Saquon Barkley. That's a group effort, by the way, but he's a big part of it. I mean, he's their best run-stopping linebacker by a pretty good margin, I think.
Yeah, he's outstanding. He told our guy Donnie Football the other night on the Alandon Roberts show that he wants to finish his career in Pittsburgh.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. He's built a nice brand for himself here. I mean, he fits this town. I mean, he's got that grit to him, and yeah, he plays with force. Like, that's the thing that's fun to watch. Is he there's no slowing down with him. I mean, he will thump you.
Yeah. He had two massive plays in the game. The one you pointed out to me, Doran, he blew up two linemen on one play. And then on the fourth down, that actually showed Stefanski on the sideline shaking his head after he blew the play. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Just shot the guy. Bang! Love Alandon Roberts. Has a good rapport with Donnie, too.
Very good.
They bust on each other. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's really good stuff. All right, guys. This was a lot of fun today.
It really was.
Have fun today at the volleyball.
We'll do. Yeah. We'll do. Get W.
Tomorrow, Doran, odds and ends. Lee Sterling, all the typical Friday fixings, big football Fridays. We break down Steelers and Eagles. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Going to hand things off to Jason Mackey.
Mac Daddy,
Return of the Mac. Know that song. You guys know who sings that song? Return of the Mac. Me neither. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Today, high of 30.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.